Welcome to the Launch Grow Joy Show, where entrepreneurs learn how to launch a business and grow it with joy. And now, here's your host, Andrea Ayers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Launch Grow Joy Show. This is Andrea Ayers of Launch Grow Joy, and this is episode 53 with Michelle Gallagher. So I'm very excited about today's interview because Michelle and I talk about email marketing, and I know we talked about this a few weeks ago when I was interviewing Sarah Shude, but the difference between this interview and my interview with Sarah is that Michelle specifically focuses on growing your email list as an Etsy seller. And if you sell on Etsy, you probably know that you're not able to collect email addresses or even email anyone who purchase something from you unless it's specifically about your order. However, Michelle has found a great way to sort of get around that, still within Etsy's rules, and help you to grow your email list. So on today's episode, we have a lot of great tips about how to grow your email list as an Etsy seller, what you should be emailing out to your list, and basically how to use email marketing to really grow your Etsy business. So before I share that interview with you, I wanted to give a big shout out to our sponsor today, which is Shopify. And as you know, Shopify is my favorite platform to run your online store. It's super easy to use, very affordable, has a ton of great features. And one of the things that I just found out is that, and this is crazy, Shopify has just partnered with Uber so that, and I know most of you are familiar with Uber, so that you can get your product to your customers the same day. So talk about last minute shopping. It's just such a cool feature. And if you do decide to try it out, I'd love to know how it works for you. And also, Shopify has a really great deal for Launch Grow Joy podcast listeners. If you go to launchgrowjoy.com/Shopify deal, you'll get to hear all about it. So I really hope you enjoy this podcast interview with Michelle Gallagher, where we talk about growing your email list on Etsy. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hey, Andrea, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm very excited to have you on the show today because we are going to talk about two topics that I haven't talked about together in the same show, and that is Etsy and email marketing and having a newsletter. So I'm very excited to get your expertise on that. But before we get started, I was wondering if you can just take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and what you're up to right now.
Yeah, sure. I would love to. I started on Etsy in 2008, and I had a children's jewelry shop back then. And my concentration in college was marketing and communication, and that's kind of where my background is. So as soon as I started my Etsy shop, I went right to social media, and I started promoting on Facebook and on Twitter. And the shop was doing pretty good. We were getting a lot of traffic from social media, but I found I wasn't getting much traffic from search engines. But a little while after I started Twitter, I got contacted by a buyer from Nordstrom's, and she found my shop, and she sent me a combo through Etsy, and she asked me if I could start doing a line for Nordstrom's.
Wow.
So that was really exciting for me. In fact, I had to shut down that Etsy shop for a period of time just because they were ordering large quantities of bracelets at a time, which was very time-consuming. So I worked with them for a while until lead laws for children's jewelry got stricter and stricter, and you needed to do more and more testing on it. And after a while, it just didn't make sense anymore for me to continue to sell the bracelets to them. So after that, I decided I was just going to shut down that Etsy shop completely and kind of revamp things and figure out what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go. So I decided I was going to concentrate more on women's jewelry, but before I opened my shop, I really wanted to learn about what made an Etsy shop successful. So I felt I already had the marketing and branding down from my previous shop and from other things that I have done. So I really started to look into search engine optimization. Having gone to a business school, I had a lot of contacts and a lot of people who were SEO experts, so I talked to them. And I did research on what made search engine optimization for Etsy different from other websites and what it was Etsy sellers were looking for. Then I opened up my women's jewelry shop in 2010, and we did really good right from the start. We had a couple sales a week, and that continued. And I thought to myself, I was like, you know, doing an Etsy shop is not that hard, but there's just so much information out there and there's so much to learn, and so many people on Etsy have day jobs as well, and they can't necessarily take the time to look into everything and try and figure out what specifically they should be doing to, you know, further their shop and grow their sales. So that's when I started my craft assistant in 2010. And over the last 5 years, we've been consulting for Etsy shops, and we've worked with hundreds of sellers just to help them start selling more, get their shops optimized for search engine, help them with their marketing. And over the years, after talking to them and figuring out, well, what their problems were, what they had the most questions on, we started to develop different tools to help them grow their shops. So one of the sites that we have is called My Craft Tools, and it just helps sellers analyze their sales, bulk edit items in their shop, just a bunch of things that Etsy doesn't provide to sellers that are really helpful for them. We provide in that site. And then we also just most recently launched Handmade Newsletter, which is a site that helps Etsy sellers get people to opt into their newsletter.
That's pretty cool, and I definitely would love to talk about that. But before we do that, I wanted to say that it sounds like kind of we have had a similar journey, because I also have a degree in marketing and a background in business. And I started by launching a product line. And then as I was learning more about how to market and SEO and publicity and all of that, I started helping other entrepreneurs. So that's really cool to see and hear, you know, hear your journey as well, from becoming an Etsy seller to now working with other Etsy sellers and really helping them to grow their business through Etsy. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, and I used to sell on Etsy too, but I also noticed that a lot of people who sell on Etsy have maybe what I like to call a fear of marketing or a fear of sales. And I know I have plenty of friends who sell on Etsy and they love making the stuff, but they hate marketing the stuff. So I'm curious to know, why do you think that is, and what can someone do to get past that? Because as we're going to talk about in more detail today, it's not just about putting up your product listing and hoping that people will come. And that might be as a result of doing that, but there's things that you have to do on your end as well. So what are some of the things that Etsy sellers can do to sort of overcome that fear of marketing or fear of selling?
I think they just have to give it a try. I mean, I know a lot of people who are scared of joining Facebook or Twitter because they're not really sure how to use the platforms and they're not sure what to do. But there are so many resources out there for them to, you know, look up and figure out exactly how they should be marketing their shops. But just start and tweak things as you go and start to make connections. And it really doesn't have to be a scary thing.
You're right. And hopefully this podcast today will inspire some of our listeners who do sell on Etsy and who might be a little afraid of marketing to get out there and really share their products. And I want to now talk about marketing or email marketing on Etsy. And I know one of the main reasons, I'm a huge fan of Etsy, but I always tell people, even if you have an Etsy shop, make sure to have your own online store as well, because you can't really build a list from Etsy. And I don't know if that has changed, but I would love to talk to you about that now. And maybe you can walk us through your process for building an email list on Etsy. But before we do that, can you share a little bit about why having an email list is so important for Etsy sellers?
Sure. One of the things that's great about having a newsletter list is it helps complement the marketing that you're doing now. So if you are using social media, or you do have a blog, or you're doing some other form of marketing to draw attention to your Etsy shop, even if it's just having really good SEO in your shop to help drive the right people to your store, once they're there, if they don't make a purchase, you oftentimes will lose that contact. So email marketing really helps you capture and increase the lifetime value of that client. So if they come and they're not ready to make a purchase, instead of just leaving, they may choose to opt into your newsletter, and then they will receive communications from you whenever you send out an email newsletter, and that will really help pique their interest, and hopefully they'll purchase from you in the future. Some other things are that you can really get a much higher response rate from email marketing, because the people who are on your newsletter list have opted into your list and they've essentially asked to hear more from you. So when they get an email from you in their inbox, they're going to be really excited to see what you have to say and what you have going on. And that really helps make a sale much easier than if you were sending out links on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, that's really true. And I've seen that too with my own list, not on Etsy, but on my own website. But it really is true. And I often even tell people, you don't necessarily have a business unless you have an email list for that business, because Etsy can close down any minute. Hopefully they're not going to. I don't think they're heading in that direction. But what is the process for building your email list from Etsy?
Well, on Etsy, it's actually a little bit difficult to grow an email list at the moment, which is why we created Handmade Newsletter. So Etsy really promotes sellers having a newsletter, and they want you to do it, but unfortunately they don't provide a way for you to grow a newsletter or to grow your subscriber list. So they have a lot of rules in their terms of use, and we actually worked really closely with them to figure out what we could do and what we couldn't do. So right now, a couple of the things that Etsy says that you cannot do is you're not supposed to contact anyone who has favorited your shop to ask them to opt into your newsletter. And after your first communication with a buyer after the sale, you're not supposed to ask them if you can opt into, if they want to opt into your newsletter. So that really puts a limit on what Etsy sellers can do. So what we did when we created Handmade Newsletter is we set up a way for sellers to have a customized web page with a subscription form on it. So they can go into their shop listings, their shop announcement, their message to the buyer for sold orders, and they can put in the link to their subscription page, and they can offer the buyer something. So they can say, hey, you know, if you're planning on purchasing soon and you'd like 10% off, sign up for our newsletter and we'll email you a code. So then they can go to the link that you provide in your listing, and there's a subscription form there that you can customize, and you can ask for their name, email address, and even what types of items in your shop they're interested in. And it provides a really easy way for Etsy sellers to start their subscription list while staying within the Etsy rules.
Okay, I see. Yeah, that makes sense. So just to make sure that I'm clear, so you would put this link in your shop profile page and then also in your product description, right?
Right. So it's a customized link. So it would be handmadenewsletter.com/then-your-shop-name. And once you sign up for the site, we pull in your shop branding. So your Etsy banner appears on the page, and then you put a customized message along with the information you want them to fill out for the subscription form. So once they see the link in your listing, they can choose to go there and opt in for your newsletter so that you can continue a conversation with them off of Etsy as well.
Okay, got it. That's really cool and really useful. And I was wondering, can you send me a link to, I want to put in the show notes for this episode, a link to a few examples of shops and product descriptions that are already using this. I think it would be really helpful for our listeners to actually see these, live.
Sure.
Okay, great. So I will get those from you after the call, and then I'll put those in the show notes. And one other thing I wanted to know, when you put a link in your Etsy shop profile, is that link clickable, or do people have to copy and paste?
They have to copy and paste. Currently on Etsy, the only clickable links you can have or link to other spots within Etsy.
Got it. Okay. And then once someone signs up for Handmade Newsletter, do they have to have another email service provider, or do you guys provide that?
They have to have another email newsletter provider. So we've partnered with Mad Mimi, and we've also partnered with MailChimp, and we integrate with both of those sites. And I know that both of those sites also offer a free account up to a certain number of subscribers. So you can sign up for those services, and then you can import your newsletter subscribers directly to those platforms, and you can make separate lists based on the different types of items in your shop that people are interested in.
Oh, that's really cool and really important too. I can see how you can use that for sending direct messages and or different messages and different newsletters to people who are interested in different types of products. So that's a really useful feature. Do you? Oh, one other thing I wanted to say is that I was just on a podcast interview last week. We were talking about email marketing, and the two email marketing providers that were also recommended were MadMimi and MailChimp as well. So I'm glad to see that you are also recommending those. Do you have any plans in the future to integrate with other email providers, or does that just depend on interest?
It really depends on interest. I know a lot of our users really prefer MadMimi because they have a drag and drop tool. So you can import your pictures from your Etsy shop into the newsletter platform, and then you can, it's really an easy interface to use for Etsy sellers. So if people want us to use other email providers, we would definitely look into it. But right now, those are the two big ones that people like to use.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and those are, I agree, they're super easy to use, both of those. And just drag and drop, like you were saying, they really don't need any tech skills at all to get up and going. Do you charge a fee for your services?
We do. We have a 1 week free trial so people can try it out and make sure it's something that they like. And then after that, it's $8 a month. And the pricing was really important to us because we wanted to make sure that it was affordable and that for an entire year it would cost less than $100 to use.
That's pretty amazing, and that is definitely affordable considering the return that you can get on your investment. You're definitely going to make more than $8 back from using your email newsletter to reach your customers. So that is really affordable. And I want to switch gears just a little bit, still to talk about email marketing, but in your opinion, how often do you think, so let's say you've start building your list, how often do you think you should be emailing this list?
It really depends on the type of product you have, if you're seasonal or not. But for the most part, for Etsy sellers, I really like them to send out a newsletter once a month.
Okay.
And just because they send out a newsletter once a month doesn't necessarily mean that they're really sending out just one newsletter, because you want to provide a lot of value to your subscribers in your email while also targeting what it is that they're interested in. So, for example, if you have a jewelry shop and somebody says that they're interested in necklaces, then you want to make sure that your communication is based more around necklaces. So you may have four different main groups of items in your shop. You might have necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and rings. So every week in that month, you might end up sending out a different newsletter communication, but it would be to a different group of people.
Got it. Okay. And that makes sense too. Or I'm even imagining, let's say someone makes custom products and they have products for babies and products for weddings and then products for women, for example. Those could be totally different markets. So it only makes sense that you would be speaking the language of your customer based on their interest, because it wouldn't make sense to send wedding stuff to people who are interested in baby products, for example. So, I definitely can see the value of that. And in terms of the actual content, because I'm a huge fan of not just sending out promotional emails or stuff that is all about your products. So, other than, let's say, maybe like the latest sales that you have going on or the newest product, what other types of things do you think Etsy sellers should include in their emails?
Well, first and foremost, you want to provide value to your reader. If you're just giving them information about the products you have in your shop, they might get tired of reading it. So there's a lot of different things that you can do to provide value and keep people interested. So, for example, if you have a clothing line or an accessory line, you might want to let them know what the new colors for the seasons are, different trends in the industry, different ways to care for the items. And then also, people on Etsy are really interested in the sellers themselves, and that's one of the great things about the Etsy platform is the connection that the buyers and the sellers have. So they may even be interested in seeing photos of your workspace, photos of a work in progress, different ideas that you have and things that you have going on. And all of these things together not only help keep people interested in you as a seller, but it also lets them know that every time they open an email communication from you, they're going to get some sort of information or some sort of value that's really targeted towards what they're interested in.
Yes, I totally agree too. And I think just to sort of circle back to my first question, which was about Etsy sellers being a little resistant to marketing or selling, if you're providing value and if you approach your shop and your work from a way of I'm providing value rather than I'm selling a product, that definitely feels much better and much more true to really what you're doing than just selling that product. So I think you can definitely incorporate all of that in your email marketing as well. One other thing that I was wondering too, from I know you've worked with a lot of Etsy sellers. Can you tell us, maybe give us a case study where an Etsy seller signed up for handmade newsletter, they added it to their product descriptions and their shop, they started sending newsletters and they saw an increase in sales. But can you give us a specific examples of some of the Etsy sellers you've been working with and what they've been able to see in terms of increased sales in their shop as a result of having an email newsletter?
Yeah, definitely. So the amount of subscribers that we've seen people get vary greatly on a lot of different things. It really depends on how much traffic they already have coming to their shop, how much outside marketing they're doing, what the interest level is in general of their products. So we have some Etsy sellers on there that will get a couple of newsletter subscribers a day. So Great. We've been, we launched, I think it was in February of this year. So we have some people who started in March or April and already have hundreds of people on their list. So that's been really exciting. And the conversion rate that we've been finding is it's about 1-2% of people on your list when you send out a newsletter communication will actually convert to a sale immediately.
Okay.
Which is really exciting.
That is exciting. Do you have, sorry to interrupt for a second, do you have an idea of how many people who visit your shop page or a specific product page on average sign up for the newsletter too?
I don't know.
You don't. Okay. Yeah, I would be curious to know because I wonder if it's around that same percentage as well. But that's great to know that about that percentage actually converts into paying customers because it's definitely showing that this is definitely paying off.
Yeah, the one thing that we have found though is that the more, so one of the things that you can do to get people to subscribe to your newsletter is to provide a discount code in exchange for signing up. So one of the things that we found is the more generous that your discount code is, the more people are going to sign up for the newsletter, especially if they're going to make a purchase that day, then they're going to want to use your coupon code, and then they'll be a customer for the long term.
Okay. Would generous mean like 20%, 25%, 30%? What do you recommend in terms of the actual percentage? And have you or have any of your clients who've used this offered free shipping? And do you have an idea of which one works better?
Mostly we recommend doing a percent off. I don't know if anyone offhand who's offering free shipping instead of a discount code. Everybody that we've worked with, they've been offering about 10 to 20% off for their discount code, and that seems to work pretty well.
Okay, so obviously the 20% probably gets a little more signups than the 10%, but both of those are good, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's really helpful. I think a lot of our listeners today who are Etsy sellers and who are wondering, well, how do I even start a list and grow a list from Etsy? This is definitely the easiest way to do it, it sounds like. And I'm also wondering too, I know the holiday season is approaching and a lot of Etsy sellers are gearing up for the holidays, but do you have any other tips, whether it's SEO or some other strategies that you've worked that Etsy sellers can implement as they're approaching the holiday season to increase their sales a little bit?
Sure. Definitely make sure that your shop titles and your tags are in order because those are the most important places for Etsy relevancy, which is the internal Etsy search. So if people are coming to Etsy to buy, you definitely want to make sure that all your tags and titles are very accurate and describe what your item is. Definitely do your keyword research. Go to the the Google tool for products, the Google Keyword Planner, and make sure that all of your keywords are in place so that this way people who are actually looking to buy can find your items.
Okay, that's really great, and I'll make sure to link that in the show notes. Do you have an example for, let's say you are selling, I don't know, an inspirational bracelet that's made out of silk or something like that, like those silk, nice little silk threads. What would you recommend, or if you have another example, what keywords should people have in there? And do you put more than one keyword, or do you just focus on one per title? What do you think?
No, definitely have as many keywords as you can that will accurately describe your item. You want to make sure that your keywords are all relevant, but the more keywords you have, the better. And actually, what is really good is if you have a bunch of bracelets that are similar, you want to vary your keywords throughout different listings. So one of the things that I see people do a lot is if they have the same bracelet but in five different colors, often they'll repeat their title over and over again and just change the color. That's definitely something you don't want to do. Once you go through and you figure out what all of your keywords are, vary them through different titles, vary them through the tags and different items in your shop. This way you have the opportunity for more people to find your shop and browse your listings and then hopefully buy something.
Okay, cool. And do you know if Etsy has their own internal, I mean, not keyword planner, but is there a place on Etsy to see what is being searched for and what's more popular?
Yeah, if you actually go to the Etsy search bar and start to type in what it is you're looking for, so if you sell silk bracelets, you can go into the Etsy search bar and type in silk bracelet, and a drop down will appear and it will have suggested searches, and that's based off of what the most popular searches are for that type of item. So if you're an Etsy seller, you can definitely utilize that, type what your item is into the search bar, and look to see what it is other people are using to find your type of item, and make sure you include that in your title and tags.
Okay, that's great. So then would you do that first and then use the Google Keyword Planner, or would you use the Google Keyword Planner first? How would you use both of them?
You could really do either or. I tend to use the Google Keyword Planner first and come up with a bunch of different keywords that are relevant, and then type it into the Etsy search bar to see what other things they suggest. The other thing that you really want to do is think like a customer and think to yourself, well, what would my customer be searching for? And you can type those words and phrases into the Etsy search bar as well, and that will really help you determine what it is other similar customers are looking for.
Okay, that's really helpful. So I'll definitely make sure to link to that in the show notes. And I'm wondering another thing, because I get asked this all the time, but in your opinion, do shops that have more products listed in their shop tend to have more sales, or is there like a magic number? I think I heard once that shops that have at least 100 products listed usually tend to have more buyers. From what you've seen and in your experience, does the number of products that you have listed impact how many sales you're going to have?
It definitely does. The more products you have, the more chance you have for somebody to find you. I'd love for shops to have at least 100 items, if not more, if they can, because every listing that you have is a way for somebody to find you and to click into your shop and view your other items and sign up for your newsletter. So you want to give yourself the most probability of somebody finding your items, and you can definitely do that through having more listings in your shop.
Okay, great. And so other than making sure your product titles and descriptions have those so important keywords that your ideal customer is looking for, and having a good variety and amount of products, what are some other things that Etsy sellers can do to increase their sales or get found a little easier?
Social media is a good way to get found. I know that some people are starting to struggle with social media a little bit. It's getting harder and harder to get your items seen, but I would tell them to just stick with it. Make sure you know who your target market is and go after your target market, because they are the people who are going to be the ones buying your product. When you're on social media, make sure it's the same thing as a newsletter. Make sure you're providing value. Don't just tweet out the link to your shop. or about sales that you're having, make sure that your customer is connecting with you in some way, whether or not, you know, you're giving them tips for how to use similar products or, you know, trends for seasons or anything like that. Just be personable. Don't worry about sales and marketing. Just go on, be yourself, let people know what your story is, and just provide value to them. And you'll be amazed by how many people will be drawn to that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's such great advice. And again, once you do that, it makes it feel a lot less like you're selling or you're marketing, and you can actually even have more fun with it and enjoy it. So Michelle, you have shared so much great info. I think this is relevant actually not only to Etsy sellers, but other entrepreneurs that don't even have Etsy shops yet, because we did talk about the importance of email marketing and email marketing service providers and what to email and how often to email and all of that. But before we wrap up, is there one other tip that you want to share with our Etsy sellers in terms of helping them to increase their sales?
Yeah, one thing that you can really do is make sure that your product descriptions are very clear. One of the things that I see a lot when I go through and do shop critiques is people don't put enough information about the product. It can be hard for people to buy online rather than buy in a store where they can pick up the item, they can try it on, they can feel it and make sure they like it. So what you need to do in your product descriptions are really make sure that you're describing the item in a way that the customer feels like they're picking it up and touching it. Make sure you have all the measurements in there, what the material is, what it's made out of. Try to think of any question that the customer would have and put that in your listing. Make sure you include your story. A little information about how the product was made can go a long way. And just make sure that the customer has all of the information that they have up front to make the purchase, because a lot of people won't want to contact you and ask you questions. So if you can provide all of that up front for them, that very much increases the likelihood that they're going to purchase the item.
That is really great advice, and I'm assuming that great product photos go right up along with that as well in terms of getting your potential customers to actually buy your products. Well, Michelle, this was so great. You've provided so much awesome information. Where is the best place where, if someone wants to sign up for Handmade Newsletter or learn more about your services and products, where is the best place that they can find you?
To learn more about our consulting, they can go to mycraftassistant.com. And to learn more about Handmade Newsletter or to sign up for a free trial, they can go to handmadenewsletter.com.
All right, great. So I will definitely make sure to put those in the show notes. And Michelle, thank you so much again for sharing all of this great info with our listeners today.
Thanks, Andrea. It was a lot of fun.
All right, bye.
Bye.
So there you have it. That was my interview with Michelle. For all of the show notes for today's show, make sure to head on over to launchgrowjoy.com/053. And that's where you'll find all of Michelle's links and the strategies and the resources that we talked about today. So I really hope you enjoyed today's interview. If you have a second, and if you are really enjoying the Launch Grow Joy show, make sure to go ahead and subscribe and also leave a rating and review on iTunes. The more ratings and reviews the show has, the more likely iTunes is to share it with other entrepreneurs who are looking for information about how to grow their online store. And to everyone who just joined me on this new round of your ultimate online store course, welcome. I'm so excited to work with you, and I cannot wait to see how your online stores turn out and all of the successes you're all going to have. So I really hope you enjoyed today's interview, and I will be back next week with a brand new episode. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.